This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Britain celebrated the start of the new year by leaving the European Union, completing the biggest single economic change the country has experienced in decades. Britain sealed a free trade agreement a week ago following months of intense negotiations, ensuring that Britain and the 27-nation EU can continue to buy and sell goods without tariffs or quotas. As for the dispute resolution, the Court of Justice of the European Union will not be able to intervene, and frictions between the two sides can be subject to an independent party for arbitration. The World Health Organization on Thursday approved the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine for emergency use, a move aimed at helping the developing world gain access to the vaccine sooner. COVAX, a global effort backed by the WHO to buy and distribute vaccines to poorer countries, has commitments for 2 billion doses of vaccine so far and is in talks with Pfizer-BioNTech to buy some of its vaccine, which is 95% effective after two doses. Analysts say Chinese supply of a COVID-19 vaccine to Indonesia and the Philippines is likely to strengthen Beijing's image in those countries, despite current resentment of its expansion in the South China Sea. China, with Asia's strongest military, has built up islands that the Philippines claims and passed ships through waters that Jakarta says falls within the Indonesian exclusive economic zone. The sea is prized for fisheries as well as undersea energy reserves. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA.